Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a special guest with us, Nihar Sousar, who's the founder of Hype Up Your Day, Inc., the source of motivation and joy to over 100,000 people worldwide. And he's currently a student at Cornell University who inspires individuals, families, and corporations around the world to dream big and do even bigger. Today we'll be discussing his new book out next week, Win No Matter What, A Guide to Hyping Up Your Life. So welcome, Nihar.
Hey, Stacey, how are you today?
I am doing fantastic, good all day long. So I love the hyping up your life. I love hyping up your day, all of that. What do you mean? I mean, I'm pretty hyped throughout the day, but,
Already, that's good to hear.
On coffee, on whatever. But what do you mean when you say hyping up your day?
Yeah, well, hyping up your day is basically just a cool way to say to stay motivated all day, you know, and just be excited, passionate about whatever you do and just stay excited all day. So hyping up your day is basically just a cool way to say that.
Okay, all right. Well, we need that, right? I mean, that's something that, again, we have this need for information. We are in relationships. We are working. We're doing all of these things. And if we are not hyped about that stuff, if we're really negative Nellies, there's that ripple effect. So I think it's great that you have gone on this mission to help people hype up their day and in turn hype up their life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're still right about that information. There's a lot of people who are like that. And my goal is to just make as many people excited and motivated and inspired as I can. And so I'm really thankful to be on this mission as well.
Yeah, now you said that you have motivated or that you are a source of inspiration to over 100,000 people around the world. How'd that happen? How'd you build up to that point?
Yeah, last year, actually, during my senior year in high school, I took a trip to New York City, and during one of these days, I was riding the subway downtown, and I'm sure you've been on the subways here, but, like, when you go down there, not many people are really, they're kind of expressionless, and not many people are really happy,
right.
They're just, like, in a rush, and so I kind of saw them, and I was like, wow, you know, I kind of want to make a difference in these people's lives, and so it all started with just a Facebook page. You know, I started a Facebook page, and I just tried to send out a message and a picture every day, just like with like a motivational message to try to make a difference in like as many people's lives as I could. And, you know, before I knew it, like this page blew up. In a couple of months, it had like 2,000 likes. And even today, it has over 6,000, close to 6,000 likes. And so it's amazing that we're making such a difference. And I'm actually with two other people working with them now. And we send out social media blasts every day across a whole bunch of different social media platforms. And we have a reach of over 100,000 people. So it's really amazing that we're making a difference in these people's lives. Yeah.
Yeah, and continue to motivate you, too, to keep on doing that, to keep on helping people. If it's, you know, catching fire like that, it's, we all need that. We all need a positive influence in our lives. You know, I was looking on your site, hypeupyourday.com, and I saw some great information about our daily intake, the types of information that we take in on a daily basis. Why is it so important that what we consume is positive? Is it that critical to our well-being?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's actually really critical. So I have this theory. Obviously, we take in 100% of information daily. But in my I have a pie chart that I created. And I believe that 30% of that 100% information that we take in is entertainment info. So I think that's like movies, shows, random facts that we might come across during the day. And then I think the other 30% to add up to 60, I think that 30% is Google information. So the rules, the education, all the important facts that you go through every day. And then I think the last 30% to add up to 90%, I think that's negative media information. So like if you go on the news channel, you know, you see like a lot of murders or like things that are going on, robberies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
Definitely not good for you either. And then I think the last 10% to make up that 100% to round it out, I think that's the only small bit of positive information that we get on a daily basis. So like the good news, the motivation, the inspiration, the people smiling that we see, I think that's the only 10%. So that big 90%, the entertainment info, the Google info, and the negative media info, that big time outweighs that positive info. And so I think we need to balance that out more.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens when you're bogged down by that 90% of that negative information? That you're bogged down by, it could be useless information, maybe mindless activities or distractions or just tasks that keep us busy but yet aren't necessarily positive and productive. I mean, what happens when we are consumed more by that than by that 10% of positive information?
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, obviously, you're not going to be as happy, and not only that, but a lot of times you make other people, like, other people less happy, too. So there's this theory called the dumping theory. So, like, if you're not happy, all that anger and negative information builds up in you, and then one of these days, you know, you'll just take out on someone else when you get really angry. And so then, in turn, that person feels worse, and they also build up anger and negativity, and they take out on someone else. So there's that ripple effect. So it's better to be more positive and be happy, because otherwise, you might make other people more miserable. You might make yourself more miserable. So,
right, the misery loves company theory, which is old time cliche, but it's so true, like you said. So that's really great that you're out there and you're trying to start people's days off with a positive, on the positive foot, on the good foot, so to speak. And you have your book, When No Matter What, coming out next week. And what do you want listeners to know? What piece of advice, or what's the one story within that book that you would like to leave them with today?
You know, actually, my one favorite story that I wrote about in this book is about an Indian saint named Yogiji Maharaj. And so once, over 50 years ago, obviously the transportation in India at that time was pretty old style. So once, over 50 years ago, Yogiji Maharaj and two other companions, they got into a horse-drawn carriage and they were going to visit a nursery. And so basically while they were riding along, this carriage, I guess, was pretty old and rickety. So one of the wheels actually just fell off while they were driving. And so basically the carriage reeled over and all these guys fell out. And so the two companions, they started kind of yelling, and they were like angry because they were hurt and bruised. But Yogiji Maharaj, you know, he was laughing, and they were looking at him. They're like, why are you laughing? You know, that makes no sense. And so Yogiji Maharaj, you know, he said, he was like, you know, we got lucky, didn't we? We were saved. And so the two companions were like, oh, wow, I guess that's so true. You know, like, our injuries could have been a lot worse. So the moral of that story is basically that you should always be positive. There's always something good that you can take out of any event, no matter how bad it is. You know, if you look on the good side, there's always something positive there.
Right. And that's the same thing. I mean, the same theory would apply, the same ripple effect. So if you are looking at the positive in things, again, you are impacting and influencing those around you. And so, you know, even something as small as looking on the bright side of what you might think could be a minute detail in your life, you know, that could have huge, massive effects. And if everybody did that, we could change the world.
Yeah, I agree. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. So good. Well, I really appreciate your passion and your mission and what you're doing, Nihar. And to learn more about Nihar Suthar and the services Hype Up Your Day provides to help inspire everyone, please visit www.hypeupyourday.com. And while on the site, you can also purchase his new book when it's available next week, Win No Matter What, A Guide to Hyping Up Your Life. And in doing so, you'll also help to combat global poverty and hunger around the world. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Nihar?
Yeah, actually, I'm really excited because my company, Hype Up Your Day, is actually partnering with Acumen and Global Giving. So they're two different nonprofit charities that help combat and invest in solutions for global poverty. So I'm really excited. 10% of my profits of the book are going to be going there. So if you buy a copy, you'll be helping out a good cause.
Well, that's really wonderful. And again, appreciate what you're doing in your mission. Thank you so much for a fun and informative interview.
Yeah, thank you, Stacey, for having me.
It's my pleasure. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, who is the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts, and audio podcasts. Please enjoy more of those on JenningsWire.com. Discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks so much. Till next time.